The issue of transgender rights has been in the news spotlight again in recent weeks, as the state of North Carolina recently passed a law overturning its earlier so-called bathroom bill, which required public school students to use the bathroom that corresponded to the gender on their birth certificates rather than their current gender identity. Trans rights advocates say the new law has many flaws, and they're hoping national corporations and sports organizations will continue to boycott the state until lawmakers pass legislation that truly recognizes trans citizens' human rights. Meanwhile, the appeal of a Virginia transgender youth, Gavin Grimm, who sued to use the boys' bathroom in his high school, had made its way to the U.S. Supreme Court and was scheduled to be heard on March 28th. But after the Trump administration reversed an Obama-era decision banning discrimination on the basis of sex in schools that receive federal money, the justices canceled the hearing and remanded the case to a lower court. In response to these developments, a group of trans activists and their allies held a rally on the steps of the federal courthouse in New Haven, Connecticut, on March 28th. As protesters held up large signs calling for equal rights, trans men and women spoke to the crowd of more than 100, and two Yale students gave a spoken word performance. In this excerpt from the rally, recorded and produced by Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus, we hear first from Tony Ferriolo, an advocate for transgender youth and their families.
We are not asking for anything more than our human rights, the rights to live our lives authentically and to be respected. So what do we do to comfort the youth of our community? What do you say to a trans youth when they ask, "It's only a matter of time before somebody hurts me, right?" What do you say to them when they ask, "Why is my government against me?" How do you bring peace to a child who cries out, "My school just isn't on board with this. I just want to use the bathroom like everyone else"? And what can you possibly say to comfort them when they say, "This is getting way too hard for me, Tony. I don't think I can hold on much longer"? What words are enough? What words will comfort them and give them hope for a better future? Well, I can only tell you what I tell them, because I'm asked these questions all the time. I talk to them about owning their truth. I remind them that they have the power to believe in themselves. I talk to them about owning themselves, and I remind them of the strength of this community and that we will not stop fighting for them. I remind them of the strength of our allies and that there are more people out there that love us and will stand by us than not. I choose to lead them with love, compassion, and hope. Because when you give a child hope for a better life, they won't want to take their life. So for all the trans youth around this country who are feeling alone and not loved, today we send you love and remind you that you are not alone. Today we promise you that we will not stop fighting for your rights. Today and every day we hold you close to our hearts. And today we leave our fear behind. Thank you. Thank you.
Two students from the group Voke Spoken Word at Yale, representing the LGBTQ community on campus, delivered a powerful spoken word defense of the trans community.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, to the pink, white, and blue, and to the resistance here for which it stands, one movement, one siblinghood, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I pledge allegiance to trans folk, pushed to the margins, made homeless or jobless. It is not your fault. This is not a product of your identity. This is a product of prejudice. I pledge allegiance
to the trans kids, teens, and adults trapped in the closet, praying for a rainbow to break up the dark.
I pledge allegiance to the 2 in 5 trans people who have attempted suicide, to those who do not want to die but who do not know how to survive without living.
I pledge allegiance to the trans folk who can't afford surgery, or can't risk surgery, or don't want surgery. I pledge allegiance to these women.
I pledge allegiance to trans women fetishized by the porn industry and the gaze of a voyeuristic patriarchy.
I pledge allegiance to a future that protects the safety of the vulnerable over the comfort of the powerful.
I pledge allegiance to a future where trans women can walk home safe at night, where they feel at last at home.
I pledge allegiance to a future future where doctors protect bodily autonomy instead of gatekeeping hormone therapy.
I pledge allegiance to a future where the uteri of trans brothers and siblings are not governed by religious prejudice.
I pledge allegiance to a future where bathroom rights aren't a fight, where justice of the people, by the people, for the people, recognizes trans people as people, where Gavin Grimm is heard and true justice is served.
I pledge allegiance to a future where justice makes space in bathrooms,
in schools,
in offices,
in shelters,
in our minds. Where the gavel knocks away prejudice and bigotry instead of enforcing this hegemonic binary.
I pledge allegiance to inclusive activism, to feminism, staking trans territory, tearing down turfs, declaring space for trans people of color, to Janet Mock, speaking at the Women's March on Washington over a crowd of growling pussy hats.
I pledge allegiance to everyday resistance.
To calling our senators.
To challenging alternative facts.
To affirmative pronouns.
I pledge allegiance to building something that lasts. A brick and mortar movement that is more than just a march on cobblestone.
Stonewall was not built in a 3-hour rally. We have ourselves a foundation.
Now it's time to raise the walls and build this future for ourselves.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, to the pink, white, and blue,
and to the resistance here for which it stands,
one movement, one siblinghood, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That was two members of Vogue Spoken Word at Yale University, and Tony Ferriolo, who spoke at a transgender rights march and rally organized by the Party for Socialism and Liberation, held in New Haven, Connecticut, on March 28th. Learn more about groups fighting for transgender rights by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.